neocons were founded by the Trotskyite. That's mainstream news. These are killers. They want to kill us. But let me tell you something. This was the United States of America once, and there's still vestiges, and there's still millions of guns. And you may be able to get all these good old boys who got a lariat in the back of their truck and a big cowboy hat but never rode a horse in their life. You may be able to get them to waddle around and shoot their mouths off and support you. But if the fight never starts, they're going to go and cry in the basement for mommy. So I'm going to tell all you phony conservatives and all you talk radio listeners that listen to all these fake conservatives, I'm going to just tell you something. I'd like to knock your teeth in, and I'd like to punch your eyes out. And let me tell you something. I wouldn't need to come in with a bunch of black uniforms and grab you. I'm saying you want to shoot your big redneck fake mouth off to me, I'll tear your head off. You scum, you enemy of America, I'd like to get my hands on all of you. You are evil, filthy, degenerate, stupid scum. You understand me? There's nothing worse than you. Nothing. Nothing on earth worse than you. You're a bunch of weak, dumb people. Most of you are retarded. I'm talking all the neocons out there, and Troy from West Virginia, and people like him, that think this is all real funny. The death of my country. The death of your country. They got a lot of nerve sitting up there posing as conservatives. They're a bunch of scum. And Hillary and all of them are a bunch of scum, too. I'm just trying not to get mad, folks, but when these people start talking about how they want to openly kill us, I just can't handle it anymore. Bunch of scum. Let me tell you, all you yuppies and all you wannabe good old boys and all of you, you're getting what you want right now with the economy, and it's going to get a lot better for you. It's going to get worse and worse for you, scum. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. I'd rather convert these people. But when they start talking about how they want to kill us, and they got big God rays, there's tens of millions of these people. And folks, I'm telling you, they'd operate death camps in a minute. They'd take your baby by their hind legs and bash their brains out on a pillar in a second. They'd love to kill you and your family. You go read all the stuff we've compiled where they talk about it. I mean, they've written hundreds of articles where they talk about how they can't wait to kill us. They want to come in here and take property and take houses and take bank accounts and just waddle around in a bunch of black uniforms like this is the Red Terror in Russia and kill tens of millions of people. That's what they do. And I want you to rise up and get fired up and get angry and just start grinding your teeth. And just get mentally ready that if they keep pushing, we're going to take them. And I mean take them savage. I mean run them down. I mean take their heads and just ram them into the concrete. When they just with heads just bust open. Just crush them. You know what I'm talking about. Just bite big, huge, bloody chunks right out of them. Nothing can stop us. I'm sorry, folks, but that's really how I feel. A bunch of scum. Pieces of filth. We need to get mad about them telling us we got to have internal passports while the illegals don't even need an ID for a bank account. We need to get mad about all these foreigners ruling over us. We need to get mad about these criminal wars they've launched in our name to demonize America's good name. And all these carpet-bagging filth from Europe in here running our country into the ground. And you know what? I don't care if the media calls me crazy and says, you bet I'm nuts. Bunch of scumbags are talking about how they want to kill me and my family, how they want to kill my country. You know what? I want to fight, folks, but I know the InfoWar is having a big victory on them. We're going to keep having victories, and we're coming for you. You've shot the whole Kit Kat and Caboodle. You've run on too far. The jig's up. Everybody knows who you are now, New World Order. And a lot of us aren't going to make it through this, and I know that, and I'll be frank with you. I'm mad that you've ruined my life, you pieces of filth, but I can't back off from you, and I never am. And I just hope you realize that. Just don't be cowards anymore, America. Don't be weak, and don't sit there in the ditch while they shoot you in the head and laugh. At least if it comes down to it, give them one hell of a fight. I'm telling you it's the real deal. And you know it in your guts it is. And I'm going to tell all you cops out there, you better join the American people. And I'm going to tell the military that right now, too. You better join us. You better stop serving the scum of the New World Order, all these pot-bellied little dwarf New World Order people.